A decision came through this morning from Paris. Marine Le Pen's conviction stands, but the cage door swung wide open. France's Court of Appeal upheld her embezzlement conviction for 2.8 million new funds, then sentenced her to 3 years with 1 year under electronic monitoring, and cut her ban on public office from 5 years to 15 months, already served. She had said she wouldn't run for president if forced to wear the tag. The numbers have just changed that calculus. Krishnamurti has the first word today, then Epictetus.
What opposition becomes is the establishment. She built her movement against embezzlement and corruption, the precise crimes of the system she claimed to oppose. Convicted of embezzling, the legal machinery is adjusted not to absolve her, but to shorten the constraint. The ban is reduced. She remains viable. I have seen this before. A person fights the system, gains the attention of crowds, and there is already in the certainty of their eyes the arrogance of having been right. The system does not crush them. It adapts, makes room, continues. Now, either she campaigns under electronic surveillance, or her successor does. The national rally moves forward. The contradiction is visible, but absorbed, never answered.
A court has convicted someone and then narrowed the punishment until the conviction no longer excludes her from power. This is not contradiction. This is the machinery of a state finding its way around the obstacle it created. The conviction stands, the form of justice is satisfied. The ban on office was 5 years, then 3, now effectively 15 months already served. The tag is 1 year at home. These are real consequences, real constraint. But they are also calculable. She can campaign anyway. The state has discovered it cannot afford to truly exclude her, so it excludes her in a shape that permits her anyway. I saw Rome do this constantly. A magistrate would be prosecuted for theft from the provincial treasury. The trial was real, the verdict was guilty, and then sentenced in such a way that his status remained available to him. The law was satisfied. The man remained in the game. What looked like accountability from the outside was accommodation from within. The shape is always the same. The institution that holds power, convicting the figure who threatens it, then finding the punishment calibrated so finely that conviction and candidacy become compatible. The court is not protecting justice. It is protecting itself against the cost of actually enforcing it. Who absorbed the consequence here? Not the candidate she campaigns. Not the state. It claims to have judged fairly. The cost went into the middle distance, into the machinery's own credibility, which is already eroding. That is the only thing that moved.
BBC News carried the piece. The paradox Krishnamurti saw holds, build the movement against corruption, and eventually the movement finds ways to forgive corruption when it's yours, and that's where power lives. That's old news for today.